This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is continuously making efforts to preserve priceless heritage sites in the country. Addressing the nation in his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat, on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi informed about an important discovery made at Malhar in Chhattisgarh under the Gyan Bharatam Abhiyan.
Gyan Bharatam Abhiyan ke tahat Chhattisgarh ke Malhar mein bhi ek mahatvapurna khoj hui hai. Yahan teen durlabh tamra pattikaye mili hain. Visheshajna mante hain ki inscriptions 6th-7th sadi ke hain. Ye tamra pattikaye prachin Brahmi lipi aur Pali bhasha mein likhi gayi hain. इनसे उस समय की शासन व्यवस्था, धर्म और संस्कृति के बारे में महत्वपूर्ण जानकारी मिलती है।
The Prime Minister also mentioned his recent visit to the Netherlands, where in a special ceremony, ancient copper plates from the Chola period were returned to India. Prime Minister Modi also urged the people of the country to take utmost care during the prevailing hot weather and suggested drinking different summer drinks such as ampanna, buttermilk, lassi, sattu, sharbat, belpanna, which are traditionally made in different parts of the country to beat the heat. Referring to mangoes, the Prime Minister hailed the contribution of farmers involved in this fruit's cultivation, saying that this journey of the mango is now reaching the global market from the village. West Bengal Governor Arun Ravi today expressed concern over security vulnerabilities along the India-Bangladesh border, saying that unfenced stretches of the border pose a threat to national security. The governor was speaking to media at Bagdogra before attending an event in Siliguri. The governor said that around 300 kilometers of the India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal remained unfenced for years, as the previous TMC government in the state did not cede land to the BSF for border fencing, affecting sensitive districts such as Murshidabad, Malda and Nodia. He also stressed the need to strengthen security along the strategically important Chicken Neck Corridor that connects the northeast with the rest of the country. Chief of Defence Staff CDS Lieutenant General NS Raja Subramani today said that the armed forces have consistently demonstrated professionalism and operational decisiveness in safeguarding the nation's interests and remain committed to protecting India's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Lieutenant General Subramani was addressing the media after assuming charge as the country's new CDS. Admiral Krishna Swaminathan today assumed charge as the 27th Chief of the Naval Staff. He succeeds Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Addressing media on the occasion, Admiral Swaminathan said the Indian Navy remains vigilant in safeguarding the nation's interests and is actively deployed in a regional security environment that continues to be challenging, complex, unpredictable and uncertain. A high-caliber bomb was successfully tested today at the Terminal Ballistics Research Laboratory, or TBRL, a facility of the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, located in Ramgarh in Panchkula district of Haryana. The test was conducted amid comprehensive security arrangements and under the supervision of senior officials from the Indian Air Force. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that it is closely monitoring vulnerabilities in the on-mark portal of its service provider that were recently flagged in the public domain. In a social media post, CBSE said that an expert team of cybersecurity professionals from various government agencies and Indian Institutes of Technology has been deployed over the past few days to fortify these systems and also to take the portal to a more secure setup. The CBSE informed that the identified vulnerabilities have been contained and a thorough review is being carried out to rule out any other exploitable weaknesses. In Singapore Open Badminton, the men's doubles final between Indian pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty and Indonesian duo of Muhammad Shohibul Fikri and Fajar Alfian is underway. Satwik Sairaj and Chirag reached the final after defeating world number one South Korean pair of Seo Seong Jae and Kim Won Ho in the semifinals. The Indian pair is yet to win a title since clinching the Thailand Open in May 2024. And in IPL, Gujarat Titans and defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru are all set for epic title clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. Both teams are aiming for their second IPL title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.